Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, 30 days, humble pie, and we have Scott, so we'll get right to it since I can bring his number up. Here we go. Scott, how you doing?
Hey, doing well, and yourself?
I had to change the microphone cords. I don't know how good this one's going to be because my microphone went out last night. It was the cord, but this one's not much better. So, but we'll get the microphone.
You sound good.
Well, thank you, sir. Okay, we got some email from a friend. That was nice to hear from him. And I did write him back and invite him on. This was doing, Scott. What are you doing?
You are breaking up a little bit.
Okay,
you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, I heard you. But what are you doing? You're making some.
I just poured myself some coffee.
Well, it sounds like
coffee.
Will you take over? I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the UAW Factory Whistle Show. If you have questions or some comments, and you want to call in, the number is 1-347-324-3752, and we'd be glad to hear from you. Comments, questions. Like I said, the number again is 1-347-324-3752. Well, this week we had some things happen in the automotive world.
Yes.
Of course. Oh, you're back.
Yes, I'm back. I don't know if it's any better. Well, I don't know if it's any better, but if it cracks up again, let me know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not a problem. This last week in Hammond, Indiana, a grand jury indicted a former UAW president for embezzlement and fraud.
No. Tell me not true.
I know. You know, somebody made that same comment on workers, workplaces, and unions and wanted to know if that's what happened to the strike fund, but I couldn't tell you about that. But
yeah, we don't know anything
it was,
about that.
Yeah. only that, you know, $400 million disappeared out of that doggone strike fund. Anyway, Hammond, Indiana, it was local 2317. Poor fellow's name is Michael Bennett. I don't think it's the same Mike Bennett that was down in Spring Hill.
I was going to say, is that the Michael Bennett from Fisher Body to Spring Hill?
I don't think it is. This guy's he's from Oxford, Indiana. So, he's accused of embezzling more than $100,000 over a 5-year period. He's been accused of making 170 checks himself and either cashing the checks or depositing the money in his bank account. He has been the president from 2006 until February of 2017 when he was forcefully removed from office. They said that this 2317 local 2317 represents more than 700 employees at the Fairfield Manufacturing. So, there's a little bad news for UAW. I'm sure they will remove themselves from him, and he will stand alone, and he is on his own for as far as accountability and all charges will go. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you're not going to associate.
If he stole from the union, he ought to stand alone.
I agree. I do. We talk about when people get around money, funny things happen.
Strange things.
Yeah, and most people are okay with it. They really are. You know, they take their job seriously. Take their roles seriously, their position seriously. When it comes to something like this, you think that they take it doubly serious, because now it's not just yourself, but it's also your members that you're representing and the trust that they've bestowed on you for the position that you had. And then to do something like this, to steal from the very members, you know, that's just wrong. But at a much larger level, in my opinion, it happens too. And it's not a lot of people who do this. It's a select few, you know. And I'm not going to say that whether some people do this legally or illegal, or if the means and the process in which they do certain things is illegal. I might say that it's inappropriate at the international level for some of the pay that they get and how that they receive
right.
some of the money that they receive. Like I said, I don't know if it's legal or not legal, but I think it's definitely inappropriate. None of the regional directors and none of the vice presidents should be getting any kind of money off of the VEBA. They say that they're a voluntary trustee so that they all get between 29.99 thousand dollars off of this, and it's wrong. In my opinion, it's wrong. You know, you're not taking away from the membership as far as the active employees right now. You're taking money away from the retirees.
That's right.
How wrong is that? Some of these people, and then you turn around, you're taking money out of the VEBA because you say you're an honorary trustee, and then you turn around and you jack up their prices for their health care. That's just wrong. My goodness. And they have the audacity to say one political party or the other political party is doing wrong. Really? Call the kettle black there, don't you think? You know? Well,
right.
It's not like, you retired within the last couple of years, Don.
Yes.
What about the people who retired 10 years ago or 15 years ago?
I know.
Or longer.
I don't know how they're making it.
Well, they're part of this VEBA, and, you know, their prices are going up.
Yes, it is.
There's medications that you guys aren't even entitled to get anymore, is there?
No, I can't get some of the medications I'm supposed to get. Nope. I've got a list. I had a list, and I was going to read them one Sunday night, but it's too many to go through that they have moved you to another type of medication. Which is fine if it's the same medication, you know, that it's got the same ingredients. And some do.
Right.
The particular medicine I was on, I had to go to a totally different way. There wasn't one that matched it. So,
wow.
But that's,
wow.
You know, that's minor medication. That's something I got to take every day, but it's still minor compared to some of these older people. They have to take some major league medicine, and
yeah,
they got to pay.
Maybe.
Yeah, keep them alive. I don't know how they make it paid, and I don't know how they make it by what they have to pay out for medication and then live. I know my dad retired a long time ago and got $800 a month. Well, he saved his money all his life, so he was good there. But Jesus, if you had a divorce in your family back in the day and you had to pay child support or something. And remember, when I hired in 78, I was making $6 and like 58 cents or something like that.
Right.
That's a...
Wow.
You take a chunk out if you're paying child support and you got to start all over. You're pretty much starting all over. But how does the work person get more money in their pocket? That's what these elections are all about to me. Is which candidate, there's four candidates going to be on them, probably five or six, some I never heard of, but Jill Stein is one for the Green Party, Gary Johnson for the Libertarian Party. He used to be a Republican for governor of New Mexico, I believe, two terms. You got Donald Trump, Republican, and Hillary Clinton, Democrat. Now, the IUAW wants you to vote Democrat. What have they done for the working people? I don't know.
Right.
What's the answer to that? Did they put more money in everybody's pocket, less taxes? I don't think so.
No. No. It's...
Remember when Obama said he was gonna do something about NAFTA, which meant he was gonna renegotiate NAFTA. Canada got all nervous and called Obama's campaign manager, and he said, "Oh, that's just campaign rhetoric. He's not gonna touch it." And he was right. He hasn't talked about NAFTA at all. Now there's TPP on the horizon. The Democratic candidate. She said, it's a gold standard of trade agreements. Gold standard. 5,000 pages is how many pages. Like I told you earlier in the week, that I talked to a senator and a representative that have read this thing. It took them a hell of a long time, and they had to read it in secret. You know, they couldn't take recordings of it, pictures of it or anything like that. They had to leave that out. They had to read it, what they call the skip. It's pretty private. And I found out the stuff you read at the government, on the government website about it, come on, that's not even close to what's in this thing. It's terrible.
Right.
And I would really hope Hillary Clinton is telling the truth when she said she will not sign it. I would hope she's telling the truth. But her friend, Terry McAuliffe, which is the governor of Virginia, has been interviewed on two radio shows saying, don't believe it. She's going to sign it. She'll sign it. There will be a TPP because it's the greatest thing for America. That's what he said. On two radio shows, and that's the Clinton's best friend. So, okay,
right.
You got Hillary was for it before she was against it during the campaign when she found out a hell of a lot of people in America are against that.
Right. It wasn't until Flint, Michigan, when Bernie started roasting her on it, and then all of a sudden she flip-flopped.
Right. Yep.
Understand. she had just previously said that this was the gold standard of trade deals, that this was going to be the gold standard of trade deals.
Right.
Okay. The standard. Well, it's not.
No, it's terrible. And like I was told, it's a small part. It deals with trade. Just a small part. I mean, it gets into everybody's lives. Everybody's lives. It won't be a person that's not touched by TPP, because it's not just a trade policy, treaty. It gets into other things in your life, and it takes away Congress's power on a lot of things. But, you know, that's... hold on. She's saying she will not sign it now. Trump all along said he wouldn't sign it. Jill Stein was interviewed by PBS the other day. She was on, and she started criticizing Hillary Clinton, but you didn't get to see that because they clipped that part of it out. So PBS is playing politics now. Just like all the rest of these damn television stations everybody watches and thinking they're getting the news. Anyway, PBS cut that part out. She talked about TPP and Hillary Clinton. She said Hillary Clinton for sure will sign it. And we're saying she said she will not sign it. So I don't know where I go from there. Gary Johnson doesn't want it, but he's also wanting a carbon tax. He wants a carbon footprint tax, which is, okay, you're a libertarian, really? No, you're not.
Wow.
So who do you go going to put money in your pocket? Now, Hillary Clinton's already said she's going to raise taxes. It's got to be raised because she's going to bring in 550% more immigrants to the country. She wants to do that. Now, she wants Obama to do it, but he's not going to do it.
Right. No.
Somebody's got to pay for that. So it's going to be the middle class and everybody else above the middle class that's going to pay for it. Now, that's going to take money out of your pocket. How does the Democrats put money back in your pocket to cover that? I have no idea. She's not going to lower taxes. She's got to raise taxes. For everything she wants to do, it's got to be raised. Simple as that. Nobody believes in these business taxes. You wouldn't believe what a friend told me that owns a small business of all the regulation, red tape he's gotten in the last 8 years. It's unbelievable. Just terrible. And he said, if business tax was down, like Trump said he would do, and get rid of some of these nonsense regulations we have to go through every year. We have to hire lawyers, and small businesses can't do that. He said that he would hire people. He would hire a couple more. It's a small business, but he had to hire a couple more people because he would be saving money. Anyway. There is so much in TPP. I went to WikiLeaks. They had a little bit about it. I went to the government website, .org, and read what they had. And it just like everything else the government does, it never tells you the complete truth. But I had two people, both parties, tell me the same thing.
Wow.
So I can't tell you who it was because I can't even mention it on my Saturday. So, but okay, do you believe Hillary? I don't know. Do you? I'm asking you, Scott. Do you believe Hillary will keep to her word and not mention it?
In light of everything that we've seen. Okay, I don't have my head shoved in the sand and just hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. Is everybody that's out there that's running, are they all infallible? Absolutely not.
No.
Have they all done something wrong? Certainly. Who has?
Absolutely.
Are they all perfect? Absolutely not. Do they all have some decent attributes? Some more than others, yes. But given everything that I've personally investigated and found out about Hillary Clinton, absolutely I do not believe her one bit. I don't believe her. I haven't believed her for quite some time. I'm just saying.
And it might be taken out of their hands anyway, because Obama wants to try to push it to the lame duck session when they everybody gets back. So it might be a mute deal, because he apparently doesn't know what Hillary's going to do either. So he wants to try to get this passed, and he wants this in his name anyway. Why, I don't know, but he's pushing for it. And Democratic Party's pushing back against it. So I don't know. I don't know. No, I don't trust Hillary, but at all. I don't like Hillary. I'll never vote. I would never vote for her, period. I don't care if she's a Republican, independent. I don't care what she is. I would not vote for her, because I don't think Democrats put any money in your pocket. I don't think they protect the working man like everybody. Oh, my God, they do this. I don't believe it. I haven't seen it. I have not seen it. Bigger losses of jobs with Democrats running the state, Democrats running the country. I've seen bigger losses. But that could be, you know, they sign something and it takes six, 7 years, 8 years to be implemented. That could be the case, too. So I'm just going with my gut. Now, I know that pisses some people off, and I apologize. But if there's a Hillary person out there, please call in, and you got the floor. I go back to Arkansas with these people. And it's scandal after scandal after scandal. They weren't even in the White House but a few months, and there was the Travelgate scandal, for God's sakes. My God, and all she had to do was fire the guy. But no, we have to run his perfect name through five presidents through the mud. And then the jury came back not guilty, and the judge said Mrs. Clinton lied. She lied on a Watergate committee. She lied. My God, she's been a liar from day one. I'm sorry. Original question. Who's going to put money in your pocket? I apologize to everybody. I get carried away talking politics sometimes. I know, he's so wrong. And you might be right, but I did check a lot of things before I talk about it. But who's going to put money in your pocket?
Let me ask you this. Do you think Dennis Williams is going to put money in your pocket?
Well, he's already proven he's not. No, that's a done deal. He's already proven he's not. He's going to pay more money out of your pocket, as a matter of fact.
Right. He did that to the active worker and the retirees, did he not?
Yes, right.
Well, you'll see where I'm going with this in a second, okay? So we know that they've come out here within the last year, and they realized that when they supported the Korean trade deal, that mm-hmm. was a big mistake, right? They come out and they said that publicly. That was, you know, had we known. Well, to begin with, they're not supposed to be getting involved in politics like this, okay? You're just not. You're supposed to be representing your people. And when it comes time for the ballot box, as Walter Ruther used to say, well, first of all, you got to have a candidate out there that's going to actually be for the working people.
That's right.
As of right now, the two-party system, neither one is for the working person. So, okay, I mean, that's just you know, maybe that's my opinion. That's how I see it. But, I mean, we understand that there is no two-party system. So,
no.
It's interesting. We've got an anomaly this time.
Yes.
Just going to leave it right there as it is. Let's get back to Mr. Williams. You're right. He's proven, and so is Cindy Estrada, Norwood Jewell, and Jimmy Settle. They've all proved, and Gary Castile, we can't leave him out. They have proved that they're with the ratification of the Detroit 3 contracts, that they are not for the working person. They're not for their members. They're not representing their members.
Right.
My word. We had an opportunity to do away with Tier 2. You didn't. We wound up with Tier 3, 4, and 5.
And you're going to have Tier 2, 3, 4, and 5 for the rest of your career. So Live with it, people. That's how it is. That's how it's going to be. And you can thank the Tier 1 people for standing up for you. That's my opinion about the Tier 1. Oh, go ahead.
So if Dennis Williams told you something, I don't care what he tells you, are you apt to believe him or to not believe him?
Well, if he's talking in front of the UAW people, he's very, very convincing. We're going to get rid of no more tears. I remember that. You remember that. He goes outside and faces the press. Well, yes, we're going to have tears. We're going to, changes completely.
Okay.
You remember
so
that.
So with that being said, do you think that he's not... in your opinion, in our opinion, he's not a very honest person then. Would that be safe to say?
Oh, yeah, and that's what I think. But I don't think any of them up there is honest.
Okay, thank you. Because this is what I'm going to bring to you, okay? Reuters put this article out on Tuesday, July 26th of this year, okay? A month and 2 days ago. UAW chief says Clinton told him she would renegotiate NAFTA.
Really?
Okay. So, your question was: Do I believe Hillary Clinton is truthful? And I said no. And I asked you if you thought that Dennis Williams, in your opinion, was an honest person, and you said no, and I said, in my opinion, I don't think he is either. So what I'm trying to say is people who are out there who work for one of the big three realize that we have been lied to and that we are being taken advantage of, okay? With that being said, then you need to understand that Dennis Williams says that Hillary Clinton told him personally that she would renegotiate NAFTA. All right. President does have some limited responsibilities as far as trade deals go. But the last time I knew, I thought they had to go before Congress, didn't it?
Not if you're Obama.
Oh. Or Hillary Clinton if she gets in. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
Donald
Trump, if he gets in, it could be all the same. I don't know. I don't know how any of them would be president, to be honest with you. I have an opinion how it would be. And that opinion is my opinion, and it's based on a hell of a lot of research, a hell of a lot of questions asked, and getting answers. And I can tell you, there's one person I definitely, there's one, two, three people I would not vote for out of the four that's running.
Right. Well, here's something I'll share with you a little bit more on this. And then we'll leave this on. We'll head to the next topic.
Hold on. Let me tell you, I read that Dennis Williams is getting like a pie thrown in his face again with the UAW people, because a lot of UAW people want Donald Trump. And they're not listening. And this article goes on about how, you know, UAW cannot control the mindset of its workers no more and all this other. They go back to the contract talks and all the diversity that was there, you know, all that crap.
Right.
And they had to hire people. Had to hire a consulting firm to get online and battle the people that didn't want the contract and all this other crap.
Right.
And now, I guess there was a poll. I don't know how they did it, and it could be a phony poll for all I know. So keep that in mind. I don't believe polls. But a lot of UAW people are voting for Trump. And I think probably more than Trump.
That goes back to the blue collar, what they call them, the blue collar Republicans, back in the '80s.
the dog. Democratic dogs. That's what they, a lot of people call them. Anyway, yeah, yeah, the Reagan Democrats, that's what they call
it. Yeah, that's what it was, Reagan Democrats. Well, that's happening again because people aren't buying the BS. And what I'm saying is, in this article.
And from any party. It's not just the Democrats.
Well, Dennis Williams said that the presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, has assured him that she would renegotiate the North America Free Trade Agreement if she was elected president. Williams' comments came as Clinton is under pressure on international trade deals from Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and the supporters of her former Democratic rival Bernie Sanders. Okay?
Right.
Clinton has previously said she wanted to rework NAFTA. Her campaign on Tuesday declined to comment on the meeting with Williams. How do you like that? She is declining comment on whether she met with Williams or not now. So this is interesting. So one dishonest person to another dishonest person. Oh boy, it gets better. So then Williams said that she had met with Clinton one-to-one prior to the union's endorsement of her in May when Sanders was still in the race to the Democratic Party nominee. Okay, so with that being said, of course, Bernie Sanders was winning. I think he was ahead. I don't care what the polls say. And I think that's what really ticked off a lot of the UAW members. They were supporting Bernie Sanders. There was this magical poll taken. I didn't get nothing. I know you didn't get nothing. And people were asked who they wanted them to endorse. And so that's what happened. And you didn't want to endorse the people that your membership, that the membership wanted. You never listened to your membership. They wanted Bernie Sanders to support it. And
yes,
you chose not to do that. So, you know, this whole thing comes down to this again is, I look for the PR firm to come out again and help with this because, once again, you've put your membership at odds with the leadership. And I'm telling you right now, if you're an outside person looking in this, this doesn't look very professional at all. There's definitely just a one-way line of communication, which is from the top down. And the appearance and how it makes you guys, or how the appearance of how it makes the leadership look is not in a very positive way. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, I don't think the membership listens to, well, maybe a few, I guess, will. But I don't think the majority, I think they go and do their own homework.
Right.
And, you know, somebody said, we're a global economy. Yes, we are. Well, we can make our own trade deals. We don't need to be in this crap of 12 countries. The workers in competition with Vietnam, for instance. No.
Right.
We can make our own fair trade deals, hopefully. They said Britain couldn't do it if they got out of the EU. Guess what? They were lining up to make deals, and America was
They're right there.
You damn right they're doing it.
Yep. You know, I kind of mentioned this last night, you know, something happened this last week that's pretty big, is that Apple is being sued by Great Britain right now for a lot of money in back taxes. I think in light of what's happened, I think they got a pretty good shot at getting probably at least half that money, wouldn't you?
I hope so. These companies that put up a post box number in some other country because they get free, lower taxes or no taxes, I think that's wrong. And you got to stop. the countries, the governments are going to have to stop with this crap. And I'm glad Britain is doing it.
Yeah. I believe it was 16 or 19
billion
with a billion dollars in back taxes, going back, I think, to 2005 or 2007. It's going back a ways.
Yeah.
And it's,
good for that.
It is. And I think if more people start to do that and hold these corporations more accountable like they should have been all along, of course, our politicians don't do that. Our union leadership don't do that. I mean, it's fairly clear that Dennis Williams had planned on endorsing Hillary Clinton right from the get-go. He has done that now, and now he wants to try to make nice, and he wonders why he's losing his control of his membership, because you've never really had control of us to begin with. So the smart ones are starting to step up and get smart about this, and, you know, that's where we're at. Oh, speaking of UAW, by the way, you know that UAW and General Motors were co-sponsors for the Spirit of Detroit Hydro Fest this weekend?
Well, isn't that nice? That's nice.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
They had a Hydro Fest on the Detroit River this weekend, and I saw that, and I just couldn't believe. This was Sunday, UAW GM Spirit of Detroit. That's what it says. UAW/GM Spirit of Detroit Hydrofest celebrates the century of powerboat racing on the Detroit River.
Yeah, pretty soon you'll be UAW/GM Local 598 newspaper.
Yeah.
Everybody's together. Isn't that nice? You got people like Terry Tobias out there, bust his ass every day. Tries to get on and do something for the people, and nope. No, we want the same people. They think they shook my hand, you know? You know there's somebody. Jesus. Bunch of fools. And you too, you and Terry both. Only two I know that would have stood up and shouted loud and clear about union dues.
Yeah.
That everybody was complaining before I retired. I mean, they were yelling about it. But then they put the same old people in same old positions.
Right.
And
well,
that's what's wrong.
Local
UAWs,
right.
We know it.
You know, keep doing the same thing and wanting a different result. And until you get people who are willing to fight the system and fight the regional directors and the international and do what's right for the membership, this is going to continue. It's going to get worse, folks. It ain't going to get better.
It's going to
start
local. You got to do it at your local. If you can't muster enough guts to do it at your local, you might as well sit back. Don't listen to nobody's show, this show or the other. You don't listen to none of it, because what's the sense of wasting a couple hours every Sunday? You're not going to do anything anyway. Just sit back and enjoy.
Yeah. Enjoy part of the conversation. I mean, it'd be great if you was to join the conversation. You know, the more voices get heard on this thing, the more power it picks up. Speaking of power and voices, the engineers claim that they warned GM about the deadly Takata airbags almost 20 years ago.
Is that right? 20 years ago?
20 years ago. I posted an article from Road and Track on workers, workplaces, and unions. And they said that the parts supplier Autoliv claimed that it alerted GM about the airbags flaws in the late 1990s. But GM continued to use them because of cost savings.
Of course. Just don't let anything touch that bottom line. As
right.
we're losing
you know,
billions and billions of dollars.
Right. Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens with that, you know. That was a story that was according to the New York Times. This article was posted by Road and Track on August 26th. So this is a current article. Like I said, it's a good read. You'd have to read the whole story. You'll be shaking your head by the time you get to the end of it. I'm just saying. And speaking of shaking your head, GM's recalling 368,000 vehicles to fix the windshield wipers.
Windshield
comes
wipers.
With a two. Yes, sir. And it's not like just a little cheap fix by the sound of it. Not like you're going to go in and just replace the windshield wiper. It sounds like you're going to have to replace the windshield wiper motor, is what it sounds like. Or it possibly could be the arm. General Motors is recalling 368,000 vehicles to fix the defective part that could prevent the windshield wipers from working. The problem affects the 2013 models of the Chevrolet Equinox and the GMC Terrain. GM said those vehicles were built with ball joints that could corrode and wear out to render the windshield wipers inoperable. GM filed a report with government regulators, and a GM manager in Canada spotted the potential safety hazard last December. See, so let's see, we're now in August, right? Yeah, we're in August. They told him about this from GM Canada. In December, the auto manufacturer opened an investigation in March and decided to issue a recall earlier this month. Well, if they issued the recall earlier this month, how come we're just now finding out about it? And that's from the Associated Press. So they said GM will cover the... Go ahead.
It just seems like it'd be cheaper to keep Delphi open now, doesn't it? At least you can go right to the source right this minute. I don't recall having all these problems that we're having now when we had Delphi.
Right. General Motors said that it's going to cover the cost of repair once it determines when it will be able to fix the problem. Did you hear that? When it will cover the repair costs once it determines when it will be able to fix the problem.
What year?
That doesn't sound right, does it?
Does it say what
2013.
Year?
2013. 2013 Chevrolet Equinox and GMC Terrain. Just says 2013. So I got to figure out, you have to figure out the model years, folks. Which model years use the same parts? I don't think they just use this part for 1 year. I could be mistaken. I could be wrong. But usually they don't just use a part for a year like that.
Right. No.
And it's not saying what it is. I'm thinking it sounds like to me, and I could be wrong, that it's the windshield wiper motor. You know what I'm saying? Because the motor is what drives that gear left and right. There's a ball bearing in there. It could be the actual arms. I don't know. But either way, you're going down the road and it's a rainstorm, and all of a sudden your windshield wipers stop working. You can't see, and it's an accident. You know, that's why they're issuing this, because evidently something has happened in the past.
I believe so. Usually you don't hear about it until something goes wrong.
Right. You're right. I guess it's the new old GM all along, right?
Yeah. I like how you put it. New old GM. Yeah.
And that's what happens, I guess. There's Automotive News put up an article this last week also that the UAW is organizing Magma Seating Plant in Tennessee. And they voted, like I said, they're in Spring Hill, Tennessee, and so I'm sure that they're supplying parts for the GM Spring Hill Manufacturing Plant, which is assembling the Cadillac XT5 and the GMC Acadia.
Right.
They voted almost unanimously, giving the UAW a key victory in its right to work state. The workers voted 192-1 to join the union. And about 230 people. 192-1 to join the union. About 230 workers are employed at the 122,500 square foot plant, which opened in 2015 and produces seats for the Cadillac XT5 and the GMC Acadia. So that's not even weird. That's magical.
How many people work in this plant?
230 workers are employed.
Okay, all right.
So
do you know?
Taking 193 would be the ones that voted to join the
union. All right. Your wages, what do they make an hour? Does it?
No, it does not say.
Okay.
I'm going to be.
Congratulations.
Why is that?
For joining the UAW. Congratulations.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the tier system. Which we know will be there. Hope you guys didn't get to vote on a contract or get to see a contract before you vote on it, or maybe they already had one all set up for them. That's never happened before, has it?
Don't rain on their parade now. They're starting to fit them with UAW jackets and T-shirts and baseball hats. Chill out. Give them a couple of months.
And bridles.
Yeah,
bridles,
pretty much.
Anal probes. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I apologize.
Yeah, anal drug. Well. Geez, we got this minutes to go in this fact-filled fun hour. We're only going an hour tonight because Scott has to go make some money to pay for my retirement. And I really do appreciate it. Going in 2 hours early, dedicated.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should kind of shut down a little bit. They're bringing us in as in the past it's been considered a precautionary measure, but the last time that this happened, they didn't bring people in and there was quite the mess to have to clean up, and that ended up causing downtime. What they did was they worked a voluntary Saturday yesterday, and you wound up with a and don't get me wrong, folks. We have the best truck builders in the world where I'm at. We really do. Don's been there. Don knows.
Absolutely.
We do build some great trucks.
Absolutely.
And the people are good people. And the people are great people.
I'm proud to say I worked at Flint Truck Assembly Plant.
There
I'm very proud of that.
Now, what we do have is you have lackluster union leadership, in my opinion, and also in my opinion, you have Media Corps management at its best. What happened was you wound up with a hodgepodge crew of people trying to make this line run yesterday because there was a lot of people who did not want to work, so they didn't work. So they canvassed the whole floor, all three shifts, to get enough people to run. And what you have is you have people that were working outside of their normal department, not their normal shift, trying to build trucks. And then instead of going 8 hours, they went 9 hours, which upset some people. And it's just, it'll be somewhat chaotic tonight when we first go in, I guess. So that's just my opinion, but I'm just saying.
You can bet on it.
Yeah.
Now, we got a lot of people in on the switchboard, in the switchboard. If you'd like to speak, you only have about 11 minutes to do it. Please push 1 on your keypad. We'll get you right up.
Right. There you go. I kept wondering where I was hearing feedback. Have you been hearing any feedback from me? Not really.
No.
Good.
People don't like.
I thought my speakers were down on the computer. I thought I heard something, but I had them on 22%. They're off now. Also, in South Bend, Indiana, protesters could be seen outside the Honeywell in South Bend on Thursday. More than 20 people, members of the United Auto Workers from Chicago. I wonder if that was Scott Olson's bunch. Went down showing their hand in support.
Sure, what?
The Honeywell workers. They've been out for more than 100 days now. And the Chicago people gave the local a $1,000 check to help families that are affected. I'm thinking there's a way to find out how we might be able to help them, and I could let you know about that next week. If there's a way we could help these people.
I'm sure Scott
saying that this is a threat.
Let us know.
Yeah. Right. They're saying that this is affecting 773 families.
Wow.
So that's a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
A lot of people. And crazy stuff that goes on here. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So this week ought to be interesting. You know, people get out there and you stay safe. You know, keep your head up. Pay attention to what's going on. Everything's been real quiet. By all means, investigate the people or peoples that you are thinking about personally endorsing. Please exercise your own right and your own will, in your own mind, and investigate these people who you're thinking about voting for elected officials.
Right. So,
there's been a lot of stuff going on this last week all over, and it's hard not to miss it. And there's been some redirection. There's been some lies. It's been, of course, the political mudslinging is just starting. I'm sure that'll get real hot and heavy here.
I'm going to miss being in the plant. I'll hang on for a minute. 919.
Hi there. How are you guys? Don and
I know that voice.
You know who this is?
Yes, I recognize. T Bones.
Howdy.
T Bones. Hey, I gotta tell you something here, my friend. I had an eventful week here too. It hasn't come to a wrap up here yet. My committee man is working on it, and he assures me that I'm going to be taken care of. But I'm going to this new paint shop, and I kind of thought I was going to be doing the same job I'm doing now. Well, guess what? They say I'm not. I'm going to be an extra. Extra, like what? What do you mean, extra? Well,
like
you don't have a job.
What?
I said, you're kidding.
Come on. Oh, my God.
Well, you see, here's the deal here. They before this, they start bringing us over there, they went and they sought a dream team, if you will, okay? Yeah, they got a lot of people that kind of suck asses and kiss ass and they used to work paint and their buddies with this supervisor and anyhow, they're all over there all working, okay? And they're going to be trainers now.
Trainers?
They got themselves trainers, yeah, you got a train of dummies that's coming over there.
Well, of course.
It's pathetic here. I got a Pelon day shift that should be over there right now because day shift operators and everything's been over there. But yet he's still staying or hanging back, and he ain't going over there right away either. And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. Who's doing your job? Oh, and somebody else they brought into the group.
Oh, no. Oh,
and I would like to, in a way, from the get-go, they were going to bring all the temps in, okay? And people that are familiar with paint that had worked the old 560, but yet they're going to be just temporary in there to kind of get them through. Well, then they're going to let them go back to their old job. Well, gee, that kind of happened to me. If you remember, I was over there too.
Yeah.
And I came back. That wasn't quite for me. It was an overloaded job, and there was issues over there that just wasn't good up my alley there. So I came back. Well, so somehow or another, when I came back, they didn't rightfully let me bump the old man out, which should have taken care of everything. But what they did was they prevented me from getting an official assigned job by promoting a person to a team leader, a temporary team leader that they've been trying to screw somebody on for the longest time out of. Said, well, these two here, they're not getting anything done. They're sleeping and they're not doing their work, so there's no sense in paying them 12 hours a day, 6-7 days a week, so they're going to go ahead and get rid of them. I mean, not get rid of them, but cut them back to just, 8 hours a day now. Well, that's okay by me. I don't care. That's what they want to do on that. But theoretically, I should have bumped the low man out. Well, I've been on my committee, man, and you know who he is, the new guy that he paraded around. And, I was one of the guys that got him his vote to get in there. And he assured me I've got a job over there. Well, trust me, there's going to be a lot of BS is going to continue over there, and I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see how this is going to unfold for me over there eventually when I get over there,
Right.
You see, our group is process, and there's quite a few people over there already with a whole lot less seniority than me, and when it all shakes out, I'm going to be like high man looking in the window looking for a job. It's kind of how it appears right now. I said, oh, no. I said, that's not how it goes. And I said, we talked about this 2 years ago before this even went up. That building went up. Oh, this is going to work out and shake out. So I said, I'm kind of curious to see how this is going to be. But, oh, boy, I tell you what, some of the lower seniority think, I shouldn't have come back from the new paint shop and the capacity I was doing and I should be lucky to get whatever they give me. And like, well, wait a minute. That's not how it works here. Seniority always ruled it in my days. And we're going to see how it works here this time around.
Wow. You put in for a long time ago, T-Bone.
Well, see, huh?
You put in, didn't you put in a new paint shop a long time ago?
Well, upstairs where I'm at now, yeah, you don't have to apply to go over to the new one. That's your job. You just flow over right across the whatever the hell they call that, that connects the buildings there. And, you fall into place over there. Well, those jobs are already taken by lower and higher seniority. I mean, I'm telling you, there are people in there, I don't even know who they are, their names or anything. There are people on sick leave that's going over there, They haven't got no time in the group, but yet they're going over there. It's like, huh?
How in the hell? How can they do that?
Well, I tell you, it's a case of it doing what they want to do like they always did, you know? There ain't nothing changed.
Yeah, it sure as hell sounds like the same old, same old.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe
they got temps in there now that are team leaders and working all kinds of overtime. Like today, they're going in tonight there, worked that double time, you know. And they worked volunteer, like I heard they say they worked yesterday. Oh, yeah, they're in there working day shift. And it's like, you know, it's who you know in there anymore, you know. It's how what kind of a job you're going to get now.
Wow. Yeah, I thought it would change. I really did think it would change. I guess I was 9 years.
Oh, no. Same old, same old. Nothing changes. But anyway, I'm going to let you go here. My dinner is ready, and I'll yak at you later. Keep up with the show here.
Okay, T-Bone. Thank you for calling in, brother. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Scott. It's 8:01. It is time to boogie for you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. All right. Well, remind me about that next week. We'll bring that up because there's some conversation around that.
You sure as hell is. There's conversation around that.
And I'll try and find out some things myself with that and go from there.
Well, don't mention anybody's name.
No.
Okay.
Other than that, on Facebook, Workers, Workplaces, and Unions. And if you have any emails, you can send them in to faxer1st@aol.com.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll hear from you next week.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Good night.
On behalf of the UAW Factory Whistle Show, thank you very much for joining in. A lot of callers. Next time, push one on your keypad if you feel like asking a question or making a comment. It's up to you. Have a safe week, everybody. It's tough in those plants. So have a safe week. And we'll see you. Hold on. Next weekend is what? Oh, no. We're still.
Oh, Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend.
I'm glad I.
Probably should do a show in 2 weeks. Good catch, Don. That's a great catch.
Oh,
do a show in 2 weeks.
Well, it's up to you. It's your show.
Are you going to be in town? I don't know.
Yes.
Wow, I don't know what's going on.
Look for us on Facebook, and we'll let you know for sure if we'll have a show or not. How's that sound?
There you go. Check out on Facebook, Workers, Workplace, and Unions, and we'll let you know if there's going to be a show or not. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. All right, everybody. I know it screws up people's downloads when we miss a show, and I apologize for that. I'm sorry. You can still go back to Blog Talk and do whatever you got to do. You can still download the show on iTunes. You got to find it somewhere on iTunes anyway, and Blog Talk Radio. And we'll catch everybody next week or shortly after, 2 weeks. So I have a safe and wonderful week, and have a great Labor Day weekend. Good night, everybody.
Good night.